You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Right, the previous two selections you heard are by people that we know and greatly admire and saw almost a week ago, July 6th, at the Earlville Opera House in Earlville, New York. It's an 1890 theater. But I've known one of the lead singers literally her whole life. because she's, well, she's the daughter of a good friend of mine. But she is vastly talented, as are all the members of the group, the Sweetback Sisters. The last thing we heard was something called Glory Hallelujah, which I felt like I had to play, even if not, just to try to get me feeling that way, I suppose. But it's necessary. And on this CD, and before that, we had an a cappella number called Booze Fighters. Singing on Booze Fighters was Zara Bodie, whom we know, definitely. Emily Miller, charming and very, very witty and funny also, and brilliantly talented. Jesse Milnes, who is married to Emily Miller, and Stefan Amidon, who is singing bass. He's also the drummer. Jesse is a fiddler, a great one. Emily and Zara, everybody plays guitar, it seems. And on this CD, you also have Peter Batank on upright bass. And after that, we on Glory Hallelujah, they're all playing, singing. Wonderful, wonderful music. And I know this may not be something you listen to every day, but I commend them. If you want a little refresher or a little change from, if you only listen to this all the time, meaning this, what I usually play, this is well within that scope, and they cover everything from early country, old-fashioned country, up through honky-tonk, and they write their own amazing songs. Jesse Milnes and all and everybody writes songs on these, and they're all just fantastic musicians. Each individually and collectively, they are brilliant. The Sweetback Sisters, I'm linking to them, and this is off their new EP, which I bought, just newly available in this country, Bulldog. Other great songs in there, too, and other albums they have, so I'll link to them, and you should check them out. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm plug-happy tonight, but I'm happy to plug these people, definitely. I don't want to wander off topic. Also, at the show on Saturday, there was a brilliant guitarist who I did not mention, Ryan Hummel, who was there and mentioned that he enjoyed stride piano, and he's a great guitarist. And I'm an attempted guitarist, but we exchanged some thoughts on that. He is a great guy. So the Sweetback Sisters, wonderful. Okay, now for a total contrast. Although there is a Bulldog reference here coming up. Total contrast here on Radiola. Noel Coward with Leo Reisman's orchestra recording brilliantly. Hi-Fi Victor. Noel Coward medley parts 1 and 2. And these songs in order are Tokay, World Weary, Caballera, Green Carnations, and I'll See You Again. Also, Poor Little Rich Girl, Zigeuner, Dear Little Cafe, The Call of Life, and Ladies of the Town. So here's Noel Coward.
Want an ocean blue, great big trees, a bird's eye view of the Pyrenees. I want to watch the moon rise up and see the great red sun go down. watching clouds go by through a windy sky fascinates me. But if I do it in the street, every cop I meet simply hates me. Because I'm world weary, tired of all these jumping jacks. I want to get right back to nature and relax. Stagnation. Haughty boys, naughty boys, all we do is to pursue sensation. The portals of society are always opened wide, the world our eccentricity condones. A note of quaint variety we're certain to provide, we dress in very decorative tones. Faded boys, jaded boys, womankind's gift to a bulldog nation. In order to distinguish us from less enlightened minds, we all wear a green carnation. Once upon a time, many years ago, lived a fair princess hating to confess loneliness was torturing her soul. Then a gypsy came, called to her by name, wooed her with a song, sensuous and strong. All the summer long, her passion seemed to tremble like a living flame. Play to me beneath a summer moon, Zigeuner. Zigeuner, Zigeuner, all I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing, my spirit like a bird on the wing, your melodies adoring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, now you hold me in your power, play to me for just an hour. That echoes sweetly when it is spring, and love is in the air. Whate'er befall, respond to it completely, though it may bring you sadness and despair. Fling far behind you the chains that bind you, that love may find you. Enjoy or strive, though fate may cheat you and defeat you, your youth must answer to the call of life.
Noel Coward with Leo Reisman, recording over here in 1933. Noel Coward medley, and I gave you all the selections, but I'll do so again just in case you were dozing off for a moment. Tokay, World Weary, Caballera, Green Carnations. I'll see you again on part one, and on part two, Poor Little Rich Girl, Zigeuner, Dear Little Cafe, The Call of Life. And Ladies of the Town, that's what we have on that. And that is, yes, on Victor. Nice 12-inch Victor. Beautiful, beautiful indeed. This is Radiola, and we didn't wander much there. We stayed with Noel Coward, but now we're going to wander a bit to the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles with Gus Arnheim, Lois Whiteman, and the guy named Bing Crosby was working with him at that point. And ho hum, and please don't say that to me. I'm trying to do a good job.
Thank you. spring is here now.
Crow hum, skies are very clear now.
Haw hum, love is near now.
For you and me.
Haw hum, April showers.
Haw hum, lots of pretty flowers.
Haw hum, happy hours.
For you and me. All the world is sweet once again.
Heaven's at my feet once again. Haw hum, feeling like a feather.
Haw hum, we're together.
And so haw hum.
Thank you.
Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and their All-Star Orchestra. Farewell Blues, 1931. Lots of Benny Goodman, lots of Jack Teagarden, and everybody's on there. Great. There were no bad musicians there, definitely. Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, 1933. My Shawl. Hand me my shawl, would you? That's good. I'm getting a little chilly in here. It's dipped below 90 degrees. And Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra with Loyce Whiteman and Bing Crosby. Ho Hum, 1931. On Victor, of course. This is Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr. I'm wandering. I'm wondering about a lot of things. I'm wandering and wondering both. I can do both simultaneously. That's called multitasking, I believe. In 1934, Elsie Carlisle, a song called Gosh, I Must Be Falling in Love. And to me, it sounds like a total ripoff of Ferdy Groffé's Mardi Gras Suite. The Daybreak, but it's called here, Gosh, I Must Be Falling in Love. Yes.
Gosh, I must be falling in love. I can't sleep at night. Got no appetite. Gosh, what is this strange mystery? And what is this tune? My heart wants to croon. I looked into big brown eyes. Mr. Cupid must have fixed a meeting. I realize something more than friendship in our greeting. Gee, it's just as plain as can be. What's happened to me? I must be falling in love. Love's an epidemic, takes you unaware. Nearly drives you crazy, gives you those gray hairs. Now it's funny what this love can do. I guess I must be going crazy too. Must have fixed a meeting. I realize something more than friendship in our greeting. Gee, I put the salt in my tea. What's happened to me? I must be falling in love.
my kingdom just for this, a kiss from you. A million skies of blue and miles of moonlight, they'd all belong to you for a smile or two. You'd have a crown for your curls, made of stars, and your pearls would be made of the morning dew. Can I do more than this? My heart surrenders, a kingdom for a kiss, just a kiss from you.
Conquer you with powder and with steel. The women of the world can do the same with charm and sex appeal. A soldier must be patriotic. A woman's got to be exotic. A kiss as deadly as the cannons roar. In fact, I fear it more than warfare. The battlefield's a rocking chair. Look out, for all is fair in love and war. Just like a bombshell from the air, a kiss can blow you up. Beware of love and war. Two arms can squeeze you senseless. You're defenseless in the dark. Two eyes, two brown or blue eyes, if they do invite you, they'll dynamite you. And with your back against the wall, she marches you to City Hall and leads you through the door. And then the deed is done, her victory is won, for love is just like war. A rocking chair. Look out, for all is fair in love and war. Just like a bombshell from the air, a kiss can blow you up. Beware of love and war. Two arms can squeeze you senseless. You're defenseless in the dark. Two eyes, two brown or blue eyes, if they do invite you, they'll dynamite you. And with your back against the wall, she marches you to City Hall and leads you through the door. And then the deed is done, her victory is won, for love is just like war.
Dick Powell, Victor Young's Orchestra, and this is off a CD called The Singing Troubadour, on Great Movie Themes, which I've never heard of that label other than there. All's fair in love and war, and isn't it, though? Lots of casualties all around, too. 1936, and I'm only playing that because I recently saw The Gold Diggers in 1937, and that has to be one of the most jarring production numbers ever done by Busby Berkeley. It is extremely bizarre, even for him. And considering what was going to happen in a couple of years over in Europe and elsewhere, it doesn't seem to hold up well. But it reminds my wife's son. It reminded her of Springtime for Hitler and the Producers. Maybe not quite that, but very close. But well, Joan Blondell looks good in uniform. What can you say? Bob Crosby, keeping on a political theme. 1936, My Kingdom for a Kiss. Well, that's what you have to surrender, indeed. Or a lot more sometimes. Elsie Carlisle, Gosh, I Must Be Falling in Love. 1934, Well, This Is Radiola, and I'm Falling in Something. I don't think it's love, but whatever I'm falling in, I'm going to need a shower. So I'm going to have to fix that water heater. Eddie Elkins in 1934, and this would describe me, I think, or at least this is my justification. Chick Bullock singing this very nicely, too, on Mellotone. I Ain't Lazy, I'm Just Dreaming. That's what I say.
Mother Nature are the best of friends. Folks think that I'm lazy, but I'm dreaming. Dreaming. Just dreaming. Always tell the daisies everything I plan. When they nod their heads, I know they understand. Honest folks, I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming. I'm kind of pally with everything that grows, the little posies and every rambling rose. From early morning till day comes to a close, I'm living in a world of my own. Dreaming, oh, just dreaming. Always looking for my rainbow in the sky. Funny when you're dreaming how the time does fly. Honest, I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming. Thank you.
Once upon a time you whispered I love you, and once upon a time I thought it so. You held me in your arms and said you'd never let me go. Once upon a time you kissed me, remember, and once upon a time I didn't know. A kiss could do such harm, I never thought would hurt me so. Many, many times I dream of the past, a dream that never came true. Oh, so many times, how long will it last? As long as I last, dreaming of you. Once upon a time, can that be forever? And even though I know you can't be mine, you're always in my heart because of once upon a time.
City, there's a pretty gal named Mary Lou, and she plays the piano in a manner that is all too new. Here of late she's playing with a band. Let me tell you of this baby at the Baby Grand. When you hear a hot jumbo, who's the power behind the mold? It's the lady who swings the band. When you hear the saxes rise, who's the reason why they glide? It's the lady who swings the band. When the rhythm section gives you action, the lady at the keys is the main attraction, who makes dancers on the floor beat their feet and yell for more. It's the lady who swings the band. City Mary Lou. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her band. She's the lady who swings her band.
Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. Harry Mills on the vocal of the Mills Brothers. Mary Lou Williams, of course, on the piano. The lady who swings the band, and she was. This song was written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn, one of their swing band novelties that, not unlike Rhythm Is Our Business, which they also sent over to Jimmy Lunsford. Well, this was for Andy Kirk and his group, both on Decca, too. Interesting. 1936, Hal Davis and his orchestra, which is a sort of a Victor House group. Dick Robertson on the vocal. And it could have been one of those Sid Pelton type groups. I'm not sure who was leading it. Because of Once Upon a Time, 1935, and I believe movie critic Leonard Maltin's father was one of the composers on this. Looking at the label, it says Maltin, and that's who that would have been. That's on an old Bluebird from 35. That one of those nice buff ones. You know which ones I mean. Eddie Elkins and his orchestra, Chick Bullock. I ain't lazy, I'm just dreaming. Or maybe it's a nightmare. I'm not sure. Wake me up and ask me, and maybe I'll tell you. 1934. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and sometimes you don't want to be dreaming. Or sometimes you do. Sometimes life is not a dream. So, and we've been rowing our boat plenty. Don't worry about it. This goes out to Ryan Hummel, who I mentioned earlier. Fats Waller, it's not really Stride per se, but very nice indeed. 1937, sort of Fats in a pensive mood, or Thomas, if you will, which I kind of like calling him too, Thomas Fats Waller. I Ain't Got Nobody, 1937 on Victor. Thank you.
afterglow, as pale as the wintry frost. Long ago, our love was a fountain of fire. You filled my soul with one desire. Afterglow, no longer my heart will dance. Burning low, the embers of our romance. Till I know those embers would burst into flame if you but called my name.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Jimmy Brierley on the vocal, Afterglow, 1936, and that is as dark and pensive as I can manage. there is something haunting about that. Great tune. Fats Waller, I Ain't Got Nobody, and Nobody Cares for Me, 1937. Well, I can't say that. I do pretty well. It's life itself. That makes tickets terribly interesting. And if I use that word one more time, I'll hit myself with a rubber band, or something maybe a little more effective. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to thank you for wandering with me for 2 hours. And we'll bring it home now with Will Osborne singing here. But the band was actually Freddie Martin's in 1933. Will, I think, had gone bankrupt, so he was kind of putting his name on other people's bands because that's what he was doing. He didn't have a band for a while. Then he got another one. Good for him. 1933 on Oriole. Isn't it heavenly? I think so.
Dine with you and dance with you and dream with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly? Just heaven on earth to be with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly to struggle and strive with you, to have the delight to be and right to be alive with you. Oh, isn't it heavenly? Just heaven on earth to be with you.
no use concealing, you've been revealing my future hope in your eyes. It's you I'm needing, for I've been reading my horoscope in your eyes. Oh, isn't it heavenly to go hand in glove with you, to be romantically and frantically in love with you? Oh, isn't it heavenly, just heaven on earth, to be with you?